we're back. Yeah.
We're live. We got Squished on the line.
Yeah. How are you doing, Squished?
I'm doing as well as can be.
Oh, man. It's so good. You're so coming in so clear. Yeah, that was an awesome music, man. Inna, sun is up. And it really is today. And, yeah, what made you pick this song, as if we need to know? How is it going?
Us up here at Schreit, we want the sun to come out. It's been cloudy and windy up here.
Oh, man. Yeah, down here it's been a lot cloudy on the last couple weeks. And just today and yesterday it was kind of sunny too, but today, man, it was just the sun's out. Like,
feels like summer today.
It's very glorious, man.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, so beautiful song you picked. I was dancing around the house again as usual. Getting my balance and exercise, I guess. Getting me all tuned up and ready for my ride up here on our Ducatis, and was awesome time. So yeah, we have our subject today, and our subject today was on empathy. And just for all our listeners out there that don't know, my brother is a survivor of Guillain-Barré syndrome, lymphoma, cancer, the big forest fires of a few years ago, and also the big flood of a few years ago. And yeah, just a real extreme survivalist and an inspiration to myself and many other people around the world. So we're just honored and blessed that he comes on our program, shares some of his music and some of his insights that help make him tick and survive all these huge traumas and tragedies. So yeah, we'd love to hear from you on your words on empathy.
Empathy, we tend to confuse it with compassion and sympathy and all that. You know, they all relate to the same thin feeling for others, eh?
Mm.
But empathy is something you can get burned out from, being having too much feelings towards people in plight, eh?
Mm.
And a lot of us, you know, especially the younger generations now, you know, we've gone so wayward that they have no, you know, they have little to no empathy.
Mm.
And I figure the best way to gain empathy is to start practicing it.
Mm.
And that's listening to others and listening to the people you're around and try to get a feeling for how they're feeling, what's making them feel the way they feel.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and not just be like Calvin from Calvin and Hobbes, you know, when his parents or teachers are talking to him and he's pretending to listen. When they look at him, he shakes his head, oh yeah, yeah, oh no. You know, not really absorbing what the other person's trying to convey.
Mm.
Think about what they're saying, not what you're going to reply or say back.
Mm.
Think about, actually think what the other person is talking about.
Mm.
That's what I think of empathy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, listening and trying to gain an understanding of what the others around you are feeling. And, you know, And then from there, you can work on compassion and sympathy. But, you know, you got to figure out what they're feeling first. So, you know, that's what I have to say about empathy. Something you got to practice to, otherwise we're all kind of a sociopath, psychotic, without empathy, compassion, and sympathy.
That's so true, you know. You know, that's it, kind of like reflects on myself. Like sometimes I do have a lack of empathy, and like you said, you know, we got to practice it. And I do know that I do need to practice more empathy and listening rather than thinking about how I'm gonna respond. So I've been like tuning into the world, the earth, and myself and other people around me, and I'm trying my best and doing my best, and I do believe I am starting to listen more, and I'm very grateful and thankful to have all the co-hosts here that come onto Free Voices and share. It's so powerful, the words that all of you have and share with myself and, you know, all our listeners out there, and positive, and it really makes a difference for myself, like to carry me through the rest of the week and energize me, power me up, and it's just such a special time that we have here together, and it truly is an honor and special event. So I really thank and appreciate you for joining us live and sharing the stuff that's in your mind and heart and what makes you tick.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, bro. Always a good choice, too. You choose the best songs on the show.
Yeah, absolutely, man. Gets me dancing every time. Yeah, so... what's that? You were cutting
up. Inspiration.
Yeah, you were
cutting... I said, we need our little inspiration.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah, it's just like... it's almost addictive, but it's a good addiction because we're addicted to positivity.
That's right. Health and happiness.
Yeah. So wonderful. Anyways.
Yeah, we don't want.
Yeah.
I thank you guys for having me on.
Oh, yeah.
I thank you guys for your well wishes, thoughts, and prayers. And love them. I send it all back to you guys a thousandfold, to you there at the station. Your co-hosts and the background people and all the listeners here and abroad.
Okay, well, thank you. Yes, and we're going to have to say bye for now, and we're looking forward to hearing from you again next week.
Okay, bye for now.
Okay, bye-bye. All right, ladies and gentlemen, that was our co-host from Gwaishkana, BC, Shkwait Shachlach, and we'll be right back.
Time to start my day. Whoa, hold up. Oh my god, is that a new mole? I'm sure it's not a big deal, right? Everyone gets moles. I'm sure it's just a freckle. I don't think I need it checked. It can't be that serious. I don't think it's new. I'm sure if I go back into my old photos, I can find the same mole, right? Oh, it seems a little different than what I remember. I'm sure it's nothing bad.
Are you sure about that? Very few individuals are aware of steps they could take to address the common risk factors for a wide spectrum of cancers. With simple tools, about 50% of cancers could be prevented. Yet cancer prevention remains under-researched, under-applied, and underfunded. With your support, BC cancer scientists can better understand the root causes of cancer and how we can prevent it in the first place. Be the change. Donate today at www.bccancerfoundation.com.
All right, we're back. And coming up next, we're going to be speaking with Lady Faima and our president of Minnetonka Park Association. And first, we're going to play them a song, and it's from Leo Pellegrina. And this is from a site called When You're Overqualified for the Job. And these two are definitely overqualified. So stay tuned. Listen and enjoy, everyone. It's an awesome one.
That guy was pumping those saxophone. Amazing.
Oh, what lungs on that guy, man.
Yeah.
He could blow a jet engine around. All right. So we have on the line with us, we have our president of Minnetonka Park Association, Celia. And we were trying to connect with Lady Faima also. And these two individuals, man, they're overqualified for any job they do. And it's just awesome. It's special to have them on our program time to time. And thank you for joining us live.
Thank you. It's always a pleasure and it's always a pleasure and honor. How are you this glorious day?
Oh, it's beautiful outside. It's sunny. It's warming up and it's turning into summer. We're enjoying it and we're loving life. And we're trying to spread some positivity to the world and energize it and change it into a beautiful, special place like it should be.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
And so we have our subject today, and it's on empathy. And we'd love to hear your words on empathy.
Yeah, I've been listening in on the different shares that have been going on, and there's a lot of really key points. That one of them being, like your brother was talking about, the how that practice of that is a practice. You know, the idea that you need to practice it if you want to cultivate it in yourself. And I really was like, yeah, that's true. And then he was talking about listening, and those are really big parts, that self-awareness and listening, because we can think we hear someone, or we can think we are in an empathetic kind of relationship with someone and really getting what, you know, what they're sharing. And deep listening is a big skill, and it takes a while to develop sometimes. And I love what you were saying, where sometimes where you're more connected to empathy with others, and other times where it's like, okay, it's a bit, you know, it can be a struggle, right? Mm-hmm. So it's an ongoing thing. But the words that came to me, the thoughts and words and stuff that came to me at one point, is like going from objectifying people, other individuals, versus humanify, like by makeup word, is that, you know, looking like connecting with people in a way where it's not, you know, okay, I've got a goal in mind. I want money, status, power, sex, experience, association, you know, those types of things. Like, it's about connecting on another level. Mm-hmm. And I think that, you know, this as I talk fast, I'm like, we're in this sped up world that is easily contagious to be always fast.
Mm-hmm.
And part, what I think about is that slowing down is part of that connecting with other people, is to slow down, breathe, like, you know, the breathing that we do, and then connecting, because it's about seeing, hearing, and feeling another person. And as they share their experiences, it's easier to feel that common human aspect, even if our experiences are very different overall. The actual overall universal, whatever the universal theme and feeling of it is, that's what we share in common. And it's that uniting piece as well, over and above the whole empathy, that it's a key to it, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I really enjoy what you're talking about, you know, the listening part, and how you honed in on it. And it's a very special thing. And just a minute, I think. Oh, no, I thought
Lady Fahima's coming in.
No, I thought it was, but it was someone else. But yeah, so I was thinking about the listening part, because when you tune into, like, the universe and
yes,
you know, the spiritual world, there's a lot of music out there, and that's what gets connected with people that are in the entertainment world, like music, and sharing their music with, you know, the rest of us, because they're tuned into that universe and the sounds and whispers and echoes of the universe that are all around us. And
yes,
and when we tune that in, we're actually listening. And and these are the things that can really inspire us and those around us and make a difference. Mm-hmm. And it's just like sharpening that empathy tool that we all have.
Yes. It's interesting, because as I was listening to you, and I was trying to stay listening as opposed to, oh, this other idea is coming in, but as you're talking, I'm thinking, being in tune, it's like listening beyond ears. It's listening with heart. It's listening with body and spirit. And it's like a deep, deep level when you're in tune, you know, when you're in tune. And that can include being in tune with this much larger piece, the universe. And in fact, yeah, I just love it. And yeah, to me, that's very much connected to the whole deep, deep listening, which is a very, it's a fine art practice, you know. It's a very, yeah,
it is.
And the hurry up stress, contracted states don't tend to birth this as easily.
Mm-hmm.
It's more easily birthed when people can actually breathe and allow themselves to connect to themselves and expand, you know, and then they can connect to others and the universe and everything. I just love what you're saying there.
Yeah, I believe just like part of the program with our breathing and it helps us get in tune, and it helps us to use more of our brain, because I can't remember where I heard it where we're only using like 3% of our brain at all times. And when we're able to expand it and go into further using our brain, it helps us tune in, and we're able to reach more limits of our creativity and growth as individuals and human beings. And it's a special time, and it's just a great thing that we're all able to, like, with this program, listen to special music and connect with each other and grow together. It's just crazy and awesome.
Exactly. It's like by being in the same water, or being in the same water, we can each have our different experiences, but by being in the same water, it's like there is an exchange that goes on that makes the whole growth and healing and development that much more than just 1 + 1 + 1 in people, you know. It kind of takes on like a rocket ship. It kind of really can catapult things. So I love that.
Yeah, very beautiful, wonderful words as usual. We thank you for joining us live on our program here and adding your perspective. It's always awesome and amazing. And we just really...
Sorry, I'm laughing as if I'm saying, yes, I am awesome and amazing.
You are. But, you know, you are.
Okay, I'll own it. But I also want to send lots of love to everyone out there. If you're, you know, whether you're having like a fantastic day, or you've had a series of different challenges going on and life is kind of, you're feeling a little tattered or beaten up right now, just know there's lots of love. And I hope that you can feel that love going through the airwaves there.
Thank you, Celia. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Yes. So I guess we're going to have to say bye for now. And we're looking forward to hearing from you again very soon.
Always a pleasure. Yes. A big honor. Thank you.
Yeah. Lots of love to you. Have a great week and weekend. And we'll talk to you again soon.
Bye for now.
Thank you. Bye for now, everyone. Bye, Wickedusk.
Bye for now.
Bye.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, that was our president of Minnetonka Park Association, Celia, and we'll be right back.
Hello? Is anyone there? I can't get in. Hello? I need some help. I can't get in. Hello? Hey, can you help me out here? I can't get my wheelchair past the door.
Sorry, I'm in a rush.
Oh. I need some help. I need someone to...
More than 5% of people in Vancouver have a physical disability, and 50% live with or know someone with mobility issues. If you know someone with physical disability, wouldn't you want them to be able to access any building they choose? Let's make every structure and every place in Vancouver accessible to everyone so they can enjoy the beauty of our city. Learn how you can make Vancouver more accessible at rickhansen.com. That's rickhansen.com.
All right, we're back. And as we're winding down our program here, we'd like to give some shout-outs to our station manager, Magnus, and our other workers here, Conavar, Jesse, Jujul, Chris, and some of our volunteer workers here and programmers. A big shout out to all of them for, you know, just continuously coming to the station here and providing great work and positivity for the world. And just all their help in keeping these programs going. It's just a very special team that we're all able to work together and produce some great stuff for the world.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of appreciation to all our team out there, and lots of blessings to them. And so we're going to end our program with some Ben Woods, and this is Barcelona Nights. So let's have a listen to that. Thank you all for joining us on Free Voices. Come back again 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock next Thursday, and we'll give you a great show. And stay tuned for Jacob's show, the art show coming up soon. And also DJ Medi, she's going to be in the evening also.
Awesome. So, thanks for tuning in, everybody.
Yeah, big shout out to everybody. Thank you, guys, and enjoy. Oh, and have a great week and weekend. Lots of love. Thank you, everybody, and
all the love.
Yeah.